The liberal media pundits and self-proclaimed supposed journalists are very upset with Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon.com and the owner of the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, because this year he put his foot down and prevented the editorial board or the paper itself, essentially, from endorsing Kamala Harris, from endorsing any presidential candidate. They had already written up their endorsement of Kamala Harris. It's very customary, oddly, for newspapers to endorse political candidates. And so he published this op-ed in his own newspaper titled "The Hard Truth: Americans Don't Trust the News Media," and makes some very valid points because a newspaper is supposed to be objective. Why should they be endorsing a political candidate? They exist to supposedly bring us the news, not to tell the readers who they should vote for. Gee, Mr. Bezos, I can't imagine why so many people don't trust the news, with outlets like the Los Angeles Times publishing a photo of some people praying for President Trump with the caption, "Are they praying for Trump or are they giving him a Nazi salute?" And the number one lead story yesterday, which will be repeated today and throughout the rest of the week into next week until Election Day, and really, I mean, through eternity, is the psychosis from the media upset about not only that Donald Trump had the massive MAGA Super Friends rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, but because that one comedian told a joke that hurt some Puerto Ricans' feelings. And while it wasn't the best venue for that particular joke, Tony Hinchcliffe wasn't actually insulting the Puerto Rican people. We'll get into the full context of what he meant in a moment. But first, here's some liberal media meltdowns, including from former Fox News personality Geraldo Rivera, who is half Puerto Rican and joined the Clown News Network to tell viewers that Puerto Rican Americans should vote for Kamala Harris now because the comedian told a joke that may have hurt some of their feelings.
A number of Latino celebrities are rallying behind Kamala Harris in reaction to one of the insults at that Trump event, a speaker calling Puerto Rico, and I'm quoting now, an island of garbage, an island of garbage.
Like I said, he should have said it was Haiti. But again, and I'll get into it, he was referring to the trash problem, which is well known, but the media buried that story.
Joining us now, the veteran TV news journalist and longtime friend, Geraldo Rivera, who endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris 2 weeks ago. Geraldo, thanks so much for joining us. Like all of us, you heard some really vile, racist, very hateful rhetoric by some of Trump's allies at that rally at Madison Square Garden last night. And the rhetoric was especially vile about Latino voters. What do you make of that?
Well, Wolf, first of all, I'm delighted to see you and honored to be on your program.
Honored to be on the Clown News Network.
The principal reason I do not support former President Trump is that he can't be trusted to honor the Constitution. But my goodness, the vile, racist remarks that he's been directing at migrants, principally the Hispanic migrants, but also the Haitians eating dogs, makes him really an outlier. A
truth teller, a brave guy who's not politically correct and just telling it like it is. This was seriously the top story all day yesterday on all of the liberal media networks. A comedian made a joke at a Trump rally. And so, of course, it's Donald Trump's fault.
Tonight on 360, more fallout from the former president's hate-filled rally here in New York.
The opening act, grabbing headlines for all the wrong reasons. A comedian who offered unfunny, racist, cringeworthy jokes.
Basically calling Puerto Ricans trash.
The most repulsive racial jokes about Latinos.
Disgusting and hateful.
So incredibly crude.
Frankly, just too X-rated to play here.
Extremely vile so-called jokes.
Both Tucker Carlson and the comedian no one's ever heard of would have been very much at home at the 1939 Nazi Party rally at Madison Square Garden that occurred 2 years before Nazi leader Adolf Hitler declared war on the United States. Imagine how racist the Trump event had to be for the New York Times to headline their report, "A Closing Carnival of Grievances, Misogyny, and Racism in New York City."
The old bags on The View are so out of touch with reality, like the old game of telephone in elementary school, that they believe and are now reporting to their audience that it was Donald Trump himself who made those remarks.
This Puerto Rican has something to say about the island that I love. Where my family is from, Puerto Rico is trash. We are Americans, Donald Trump.
Americans. Donald Trump didn't make the comments. So the joke didn't land, and it was a little out of place for the venue. Big deal. But this joke did land. Donald Trump posted this meme on Twitter saying, "When I'm president, the McDonald's ice cream machine will work great again." And in case you missed it, yes, that is old Joe wearing a Donald Trump 2024 hat. That's not photoshopped on. Remember, he did actually wear one at a campaign event. I think what the comedian meant, and when you have to explain a joke, it really isn't that funny, and again, it was the wrong venue for that joke, is that under the management of the Biden-Harris administration, Puerto Rico has become a trash heap. And there are old articles now, you can barely find them anymore because Google has boosted all the ones about, you know, Donald Trump now calling the island trash. Articles like this: a trash crisis leaves Puerto Rico near the brink. Most of Puerto Rico's landfills fail to meet federal standards and are almost full. Residents and experts worry that trash will soon overwhelm the region. And this article is from 3 years ago, and trash did overwhelm the region. Puerto Rico landfill problems. All you need to know, this was published 2 years ago, saying that the landfills are almost full. And according to a study from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, Puerto Rico could run out of landfill space in 2 to 4 years. And they did. So they are a U.S. territory, and they don't have any space to put their trash. And Joe Biden is still supposedly the president of the United States and is doing nothing to actually help them. And so the island has become a gigantic pile of trash. But the most ridiculous lie to come from someone in the media about the big Madison Square Garden extravaganza on Sunday comes from Al Sharpton, who is a host on MSNBC early in the morning, who said this.
But let's also go to what Donald Trump himself said last night, that some of the black men groups that I've been debating about why they can't be with Trump, he said, yeah, I could be laying out in the beach with my white skin getting tanned. I mean, this.
Instead of running for president and causing himself all these headaches.
This is Donald Trump's mouth, right, saying this. So I said to those on the fence, this is not a real racial signal. My pretty, white, beautiful, white skin. Yeah. Donald Trump said this last night at his homecoming.
He actually did say that. But as usual, the fake news industrial complex is willfully taking statements out of context and then casting them in a false light. Here is what he actually said in the full context. And it's crystal clear what he meant.
I could have been extremely happy. I could have had those beautiful waves smack me in the face. And I could have had the beautiful suntan. This white skin could have been tan and beautiful.
So he wasn't bragging about his white skin. He was a little ashamed that he's so pale because he doesn't have the time to go and sit out and tan like old Joe because he's too busy fighting for America. Ocasio-Cortez is a proud Latino woman. Would you like to embarrass yourself by spreading lies about this event as well?
This was a hate rally. Mm-hmm. This was not just a presidential rally. This was also not just a campaign rally. I think it's very important for people to understand that these are mini January 6 rallies. These are mini Stop the Steal rallies. These are rallies to prime an electorate into rejecting the results of an election if it.
These are rallies to prime the electorate to actually get out and vote, to actually send in your ballot or go to the polling place, because this election isn't going to come down to who says they support one candidate over the other. This election is going to come down to who actually votes. And while Donald Trump's rallies are always awesome, although it's going to be tough to top the MAGA extravaganza at Madison Square Garden with all of the MAGA super friends, Kamala Harris's rallies are always an embarrassment, but perhaps this may be the most embarrassing moment yet. Wait for it.
Okay, now I want each of you to shout your own name. Do that. because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen.
Listen, it's dead silent there. You just completely befuddled your entire audience. Why would everybody want to shout their own name? It would just sound like a bunch of noise pollution. It would sound worse than her cackling. It was just last week that Donald Trump made a reference about garbage here in America that caused liberal media to melt down.
A lot of people coming out of the Congo, not just South America, they're coming from 181 countries as of yesterday.
He's talking about the criminal invaders.
Right, and we're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world. That's what's happened. That's what's happened to our... We're like a garbage can.
Yes, the rest of the world is dumping their trash here in our country, and then the government is making us, the taxpayers, put them up in fancy 4-star hotels in New York City and all across the country. So the media spun that as Donald Trump calling the United States garbage. Donald Trump sparks outrage after calling America a garbage can. It was perhaps his darkest rant about immigrants yet, they say.
I also do want to address the comment that Donald Trump made about...
This is the campaign of joy, by the way. You could just see it in her face, can't you?
America being the trash can of the world, whatever he said, something along those lines.
A dumping ground of criminal invaders, yes.
It's another example of how he really belittles our country. This is someone who is a former president of the United States.
Yes, we know that. And hopefully he'll be president again. So in order to hopefully do that and fill other state and local positions with Republicans as well, which is just as important, if not more so, look up your city's official Republican Party voter guide or voter endorsements. This is totally different than the packet that you get sent in the mail that has the descriptions of all the different propositions and all the different candidates running for all the different positions, because some of those positions don't have party affiliation next to them. So you don't want to elect some woke lunatic to the school board, and you don't want to leave those positions blank if you don't know who it is that you should be voting for. So your local Republican Party hopefully has done the work. There should be some of these for most major cities, and then they'll have all of the other kind of smaller cities in your area. So for example, I'm in San Diego. I Google searched San Diego Republican Party voter guide. There it is at the top, the Republican Party of San Diego. And they have all the different congressional districts, California State Assembly. Now, those will have the party affiliation next to their name. So you can go through and just kind of look and just vote for all the Republicans. But like I said, some of these positions do not. The county supervisor, city council, I don't think has positions. And then you have all the different cities in the area. The mayor, city council, trustees, school board positions, treasury, etc., etc. So go find yours. Hopefully all the Republican parties of major cities have done the groundwork for you, making it very easy. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. And if you're a regular viewer, please continue to share links to these videos. Give the channel a shout out. Encourage people you know to subscribe to the channel. 4,000 more subscribers and we'll get up to 1.9 million. And then it's going to be a long, hard road to get that other 100,000 the way that the algorithm is these days. But thanks for all your support. Stay tuned, and I will see you soon.